We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, there you go. Notorious B.I.G. This is kind of your, right out of your catalog. This Mo is, Money, Mo Problems.
This is arguably one of my favorite songs, too, in the top five probably all time. Not Eagles, of course, but on that list, it's top three or two.
Really?
Yeah. I love that song. The last verse, Notorious B.I.G., one of the great verses in rap history. In fact, can we just go all the way to it?
Now I got to go read it.
Well, you don't need to read it.
Mike Furches joins us. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Well, we're doing well. How's your summer going? We're at summer solstice here tomorrow. How's it going?
It's going quite hectically. I'm entering into the busy time of my life every year. So,
well, you have a busy life anyway.
Well, in the next couple months is really something else because I've picked up I'm going to Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and spending some time on Pine Ridge on the way up to Sturgis, and have been doing a ton of research. You've asked what movies I've seen. I've not seen a ton of new movies. I've probably, since the last time I've seen you, I've probably seen 25 documentaries on the Sioux and Lakota Reservation up in Pine Ridge.
Is that right?
Yeah. Done a ton of research.
Wow.
So,
who knew there were even that many?
Yeah, there's far more than that. I probably have another 10 or 15 to go, plus a lot more reading material.
Now, that's one of my favorite parts of the country, yeah. And it took me completely by shock. You talk about that part of South Dakota. I just loved it. I got to take my wife up there sometime.
Well, if you've never been, it's absolutely incredible. I'll only be in Sturgis for probably 3 days this year in Pine Ridge for over a week, and looking at going back to do some extensive work in Pine Ridge.
Wow!
So I'm excited about that, but it's going to be a challenge.
Well, you'll meet the challenge, no question about it. Talking movies, popular culture, television. Music, whatever. Mike keeps track of it all. 869-1240. If you've got a question or you want to make a comment, I'm looking forward tonight. I've got my DVR set for Yellowstone. Saw an extended premiere, or what do they call that? Preview,
yeah.
of that series, and it looks good.
Looks really good.
It's got to be good, yeah. Right?
I will miss tonight's episode because I cut my cable. Cut it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Kept the streaming and signing up to Sling. And
that's how you do it.
Yeah. It's
what about your
DVR?
You
can get a DVR on Sling. You get through Sling, you can do the online DVR.
Who did it for you? I mean, I give you a lot of credit as a very intelligent guy, but part of my hesitation is I've got a perfect setup now with DirecTV. I got my speakers. I got my DVR. Everything works. Everything's good. I don't want to tear that down, do I?
Well, what did it for me was $120 less a month and still have all that stuff.
Yeah, if you can watch everything you already watch. Yeah. And don't
then why
pay.
Doesn't everybody in the world do it?
There's a lot of people that's starting to do it. I mean, it just my cable bill was $168 a month, and I'm able to see everything I was seeing before minus that $168 a month.
Hmm.
So that's you know,
Hulu.
Year, that adds up. Yeah,
Time I ask him, "What did you see?" No, I you don't watch anything.
I watch plenty of stuff if I feel like it.
All right, we had a discussion earlier in the week or last week about this movie Hereditary, and I was hoping that you'd seen it because Jeff indicates that it's the most vile violent.
And I haven't seen it either, but these are the things that I've... apparently the scariest movie ever made.
But you haven't seen it.
Well, that's what I've read. Yeah. So, no, I haven't seen it, nor will I see it, but...
Mike, will you see it?
Oh, I'll absolutely see it. I heard the same type of things from a different perspective
and that makes
about
you laugh.
Truth or Dare. Well, it does. It makes me laugh because so many people, they say so many things about movies and television without ever seeing it. And I just, I'm tired of living in a world of ignorance, you know?
Oh, why didn't I just say that?
I did not claim that it's the scariest movie ever. I said I've read that it is the scariest movie ever.
And if you don't like scary movies, you're certainly justified in not seeing the movie. But if you like scary movies just because someone said something, I just...
What was that quote? I'm sorry. I'm tired of living in a world of ignorance.
Yeah. Age of ignorance.
I am going to use that on you the next time.
Well, I'm not ignorant, though. Well, and if I am, I admit it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being ignorant. It's just when you don't apply the things.
You got to see the movie.
I heard an example. A movie I saw was First Reformed. The reviews were phenomenal. And I saw that for the 1 week that it was in Wichita at the one theater with eight other people. And... the first two thirds were wonderful, but then it went to crazy town.
I hate when that happens.
I do too, and it's just you see things that Mother was another class. I would say that for me, First Reformed is about four notches above Mother, and I've
and Mother is your all time least favorite.
It's my all time least favorite. So
I get it. I mean, if a movie's good to begin, it makes you anticipate, so the ending has to be good.
Yeah.
And when the ending's bad, it ruins the whole.
Is this the week Jurassic Park opens?
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
That looks really good.
I laugh at this because so many people are talking about how bad Hollywood's doing, and it's just a joke. This goes back to the world of it. It's not doing bad right now. If you look, did you see the numbers for
the Incredibles 2?
I'm going to see it tonight. You can see movies cheap. Last week, the good thing about First Reformed is I paid $4, and that included a soft drink and a bag of popcorn. I'm seeing my wife, myself, and my granddaughter are seeing Incredibles 2 tonight. For the three of us in 3D, we paid $8.
Wow.
But
there's ways to do it. But the movies, the box office numbers are doing better
than people. Box office numbers, good. Great. I mean, that's awesome. But is it all just about familiarity now? Avengers, more Incredibles, more Jurassic Parks. Oh, I saw that 20 years ago, and it felt good then. Is that all we're doing?
We had that discussion a little bit earlier, at least a bit of a discussion. Is there any new ideas coming out of Hollywood?
And does anyone just write a normal movie, like beginning, middle,
there are
and end
new ideas
to a movie? Instead of it has
Who
to be
are
Mother,
you?
It has to be the scariest, it has to be weird. Just write a movie.
Yeah.
Well, tell a story.
Did you see Hell or High Water?
Yes.
How would you think of it?
I liked it.
See, there's movies like that, I think.
Yeah, there's all kinds of movies like that come out.
Well, Yellowstone, I think that's a Paramount program, isn't it?
All kinds of television, yes. Yeah. There's all kinds of television that's... But well written, and I mean, there's never been more.
No, I get all that, but it's all just a reboot and a sequel.
No, it's not.
A comic book or a TV show.
Wait a minute.
Who
beat the drum the loudest for Roseanne?
Well, I enjoyed Roseanne.
Reboot.
But that doesn't mean I appreciate the overall concept.
I think what has to happen, Jeff, I think those movies, the original ones, I think are out there. What has to happen is the theaters have to show them. And what's happening is the unfortunate thing in Wichita is we have conglomerate companies now that own the two movie theaters, and they're going to show what's on their agenda as opposed to the past. Do you remember the old Pink Palace? Anybody remember
Absolutely.
That?
Loved it.
All the art films and stuff they used to show, we have nothing like that anymore.
No.
And there was Kinky Boots is one of my all-time great surprise movies. And I would have never seen it, saw it at the Palace. It was hilarious. And they used to have art films of that nature all the time. The Full Monty I saw at the Palace.
I take Entertainment Weekly magazine, mm-hmm. have forever and ever.
He takes
and
it.
And I subscribe to it. It comes to my... Is that funny, Mike?
the banner with you and Jeff is sometimes quite humorous, but was it funny? I think it was kind of a little slap.
You know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I take Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, absolutely.
They bring it, I take it.
I get you.
Why don't you let me and Mike do the show?
All right, I'll
back. I'm serious. Anyway, it mentions all these movies. Like we talked a little bit about film festivals, and there's a ton of them. But it talks about all these movies, and they rarely come out in mass to mass marketing. I mean, and I'd like to see a lot of those movies.
And how do we get the theaters to do that is beyond me. My recommendation is to support your local community theaters if they're available. And what I mean by that, for example, the Orpheum, they don't bring in new releases, although they do on occasion. Leif Yonker brought in some new releases, I think he bought in May the 4th last year, which is a great movie about a guy that was really into Star Wars. A great, great independent film. This weekend, actually not this weekend, tomorrow night, they're showing Grease and as a sing-along. And if you've never been to the Orpheum for a sing-along, it's incredible. I want to see Ocean's 8. I've been wanting to see it. Haven't seen it yet. But they're showing that over in Augusta. So that's this weekend. So they're getting that a little bit soon.
How is that theater in Augusta? You raved about it.
That theater is a Kansas treasure. That's my belief. It's on the National Historic Landmark of Places for a reason. It was the first theater ever lit by neon lighting. It's not just a Kansas treasure. To me, theaters like that are national treasures, but I love movies.
Mike Furches with us. You said you're going to go see The Incredibles 2. A friend of ours saw it and liked it, I presume, but said that there's a couple of profanities that
he mild
wonders why there was a need for that. You're a movie buff. Why is there a need for that in a movie like Incredibles 2?
I think what's happening with some of the family, what I would call family-oriented movies, there is an appeal to reach out to parents more than they necessarily need to. One of the things I liked about Shrek, I don't have a problem with adult humor in children's movies, but that can be done in such a way as it was done in Shrek, to where the adults get it and the kids don't. And I think that we're starting to see the crossing of the lines to where, frankly, some of the filmmakers don't necessarily care about what the parents think or the kids think.
Yeah.
It's about making money for a lot of them.
Yeah, that'd be startling. And it was not terrible language, but, you know, mild swear words. And I'd probably be upset, too, if I had a young child that was exposed to that when you're not trying to expose them to those kind of things.
Well, there's a whole other discussion we can have there, but there's a lot of adult animation now. Isle of Dogs was a great film, but I would not take my 8-year-old granddaughter to see it. There's no way. But it's a great film, and it was marketed in a lot of ways to children, and it should not have been. So I'll see. I'll voice my opinion tonight. You know, my granddaughter, she doesn't live in that much of a sheltered world. So, you know, she's seen television as well as a few other things. We try to keep her away from the zombies. But
is there anything else coming out in the near future that intrigues you?
Yes, and I had it down here. The one I really want to see is Uncle Drew. I'm looking forward to Uncle Drew. And I don't know if you're familiar with that story or not.
I am, yeah, but what's that going to do for Kyrie?
I have no idea what it'll do for him.
Well, I mean, if it blows up, I mean, that's big for him.
I think it's going to be a big hit.
A lot of people will just be very curious about it.
Yeah.
And go for that reason.
Well, the trailers, the company they've hired to do the trailers have done a fantastic job. And if it's a big hit, it will help his career quite a bit. Will there be more than just sports fans that see the movie? That will be the question.
That's a good one. What about this movie Tag, which I've read and heard really good things about? And the concept just seems, I don't know, it's a game of tag that adults play, and it gets a little bit out of hand, apparently.
That is apparently based on a true story that's lasted over 30 years with this group of guys. That's a unique idea. And so what I've heard about it is really good things, that it's really funny, that it's quite enjoyable. It's an adult-oriented movie. It's not for kids. But I'm looking forward to seeing it because of this. I'm kind of wondering how those movies like that make me wonder about the real people that the movie's based off of. Does that make sense? I mean, who are these guys that's gone around for 30 years playing tag like that? It's hard to keep in touch with my high school friends, much less do something like that with a group of them.
Would you agree with me and Jason Bateman's in this movie? He's in Ozark. He's obviously in Arrested Development. The guy seems to have something that when he's involved in a project, it seems to work out pretty well.
He's one of those guys that you sure didn't expect that when he first got into the business. I didn't. I did not think that he would have lasted this long or been that versatile. But he's been quite versatile, and he's become quite an enjoyable actor to see on the screen, whether that be television or the big screen.
Now we'll ask Jeff, have you seen Ozark?
I started watching the first episode, and it just didn't grab me.
But see, if you're the guy that Ozark doesn't grab you, I worry about you.
Well, then I'll try it again. But it just, I don't like, it's hard for me to sit down and watch a whole show.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You and the listeners encourage me to see The Americans as well as Ozark. I've not started Ozark yet, but for those that call in that want to know or they're listening to the program, I'm almost done with season one of Americans now, and I would not have started watching that. And I had started trying to watch it when it first came out, lasted about an episode, was bored with it. And for whatever reason, and I don't know what it is, it's quite entertaining right now.
We got stuck on season four, and we're trying to pick it up again, but there's so much. This series, Wild Country, fascinating. Yeah. We're only in episode five of that. You finished that one, right?
Yeah, I finished that one. Quite enjoyable, quite good. I enjoyed Wild Country.
It's just amazing.
Yeah,
it's absolutely amazing.
And it's a repetitive story, and that type of thing. It's not the first time that's happened. And I was talking to the receptionist out front. That I have a degree in abnormal psych. I have some studies and a lot of degree in that particular area. So those types of things fascinate me, that people give in to that type of ideology. And it's a fascinating story that people would follow him the way that they did.
It's fascinating, yes. And it's even more fascinating, maybe given a little bit of the current times and what's happening in America right now. Let's just use the word, it's fascinating, without sharing any other opinion, but it's fascinating.
It doesn't mean it's good or that it's bad, but it's extremely thought-provoking to me, at least those things are.
So. All right, Mike, always a pleasure. You're headed for South Dakota when?
I'll be leaving the end of July, 1st of August.
Okay, so we got you here for a while longer.
Yeah.
And we'll visit with you in 2 weeks. That's July 4th. We will not be here that day. But we'll get you either July 3rd or July 5th. How's that?
Sounds great.
All right.
I'm going to throw in two country music, Bob Wills and Moon Mulligan. So
there you go.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Love it. Bob Wills. Back in a moment with our top 10 list of our favorite country songs. You can hear that next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.